Live stream meditation, March 9, 2026.
Oh God, that's falling asleep.
You know, I'm re-editing 2020 chats and I'm more than halfway done with 2020. But Sachin, today you talked to, Nilu asks you a really deep question, you go there. Master asks you something, you both intuitively understand each other, you answer him in this way that is so big and helpful. Adrian asks you something super simple, like you keep saying, keeping the company of the self, can you elaborate on that? And then again, so simply, you talk about what it is to keep the company of the self. And then at the end, you do a different version, a little bit more like elementary version of let's do something together right now. What if everything is perfect, like yeah, right now? But in this whole other way, but my inspiration was that the way this truth, the way this instrument, the way it just, oh my God, the whole
it's,
thing.
It's really interesting because tonight, the meditation, I didn't remember it talking. I don't remember any of this stuff that's being said, or the ones you said it, or the one she was sharing just a moment ago.
Mira and I were talking about how like she lives the audios, but still, she'll find something that she'll be shocked by, like...
When that happens, send it to me. Anirva.
She already did today.
Yeah. Good girl.
This is my own thing I have to always get out. It's so unreal to me that this truth, this expression, this... In the middle of a pandemic, like, it just... So many different people. I didn't even understand most of the questions, but you understand it and then you answer it in a way that it's so, I don't know. I just think.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are working on it, first of all, because it's important to keep it. And I'm glad you guys are being inspired by it. It's really good to be inspired daily.
Aida sent me the audio and shared it with me with my question being answered. And I listened to it. I just put it, you know, took a break in the middle of it. Was so life-changing. The answers you gave me. I'm looking back. Where was I? It's incredible. How, you know, for me it was transforming. So I'm really grateful.
Thank you for both of you to share. I really do at this time need to be inspired. I need, yes.
So during the meditation, I don't know why this just came to my mind, the sentence that you say, everything is already perfect. And I was thinking how mind with its own trickery just pollute this, but it's really true.
It's really true.
It's just at times, for different reasons in the Maya, and with own rhyme and reason, it gets polluted. But it's really, everything is perfect.
Sachin Mansur wrote me back and he had written, reminds me of a line from a poem about a mother.
Today in the morning, when I woke up, I came down. I sat and for a few minutes, I really felt that I really don't know anything. I was completely clueless. I was in a stage of cluelessness that I haven't experienced it. And I asked myself, how come you are so clueless? Where are you? And then something came to me that, you know why you are clueless? Because you are nobody. You are nobody, you are not this body, so you don't get it. Because I was going after solution with this body, and I was not successful. And you always say that you are nobody and you don't know anything, but this time...
If we were the body, we would know more about the body.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet I would think we identify, so we really just suffer from it, cluelessly.
And Sergeant, I just told myself that you are nobody, you don't know anything about this body, and this manifestation has the same essence as this body, so you don't get that too. So go and do your stuff and let alone all of these things. Yeah. And now I really get it when you say just sit in the silence or practice or use any tool, because you want us to just put those aside. Otherwise, I mean, I would come crazy.
I think we're all crazy. Don't worry about that part. Seriously. As long as the mind works, we are not, none of us are.
Last night, when at Sai Baba Center, we sang that Farsi song, and the part that says, "Himbazi zamuna, zahman hami migan divunas," totally thought about myself.
Actually, I thought about that too. You were not alone.
I was listening to an audio meditation with Elham in bed. It says, "As reality, we are perfect. As body and mind, we're alive.